Chapter 24. The goblin surged. Korzan disappeared. Renoir threw himself into the entire force, warhammer swinging. Goblins flying. Me? I had another idea. I ripped Fang from its sheath. "Don't fail me now," I said. I struck the sword tip on the stone floor. Fang vibrated with life in my hand and began to sing a terrible song. Terrible, if you were a goblin, that is. The sound echoed in the chamber, shaking the debris from the rocky ledges and ceiling. The goblins in the path of the sword fell to their knees, fingers plugging their ears, crying out in anguish, pain, and uncertainty. Half of them fled. Others cried and begged. Renoir took them out, one by one, rattling bones and cracking their ribs. I was elated. When Fang sung, it sang a beautiful song that repelled evil, like bats repel goblins. Tuning fork gone berserk. A great hall, once a fortress full of many enemies, was now under my full control. I muttered a quick thanks to my father for crafting such a fine and magical sword for me. Fang sang for another few seconds or so, and we found ourselves surrounded by a heap of broken, passed out, or cringing goblins, and a lone dragon in the cage.
"Korzan!"
I yelled, my words echoing from corner to corner.
"Come out! Surrender the dragon before it's too late!"
He won't come,"
Renoir said, kicking a goblin in his path.
"The cowards run. They always do."
A goblin burst from the floor and dashed away from the pack.
"See? I'm going after it."
"No, Renoir."
Too late. He ran into the tunnels and out of my sight. Beside me, the Blue Razor remained huddling in the cage, eyes open, unmoving. She was unafraid. I kneeled alongside the cage and said, "I'll have you free soon, sister. Just don't let go of that stone." I reached my fingers inside the cage.
"I wouldn't do that if I were you."
It was Korzan, but from where I didn't know.
"Oh, Nath Dragon, you have infuriated me. Do you think you've defeated me, Korzan the Necromancer? Never!"
I could sense the man. He was hidden, but not invisible.
"Korzan, free the dragon, and the stone is yours."
An arc of light shot across the room and slammed into the cage. The Blue Razor roared.
"Stop it!"
I yelled. The dragon's scales began to smolder. My temper did as well.
"Fetch the stone, Death Dragon! Give it to me! Or the dragon shall suffer more agony than you can imagine!"
I couldn't stand the thought of her suffering anymore. But I couldn't give in right now. I had to try something else. The throne. The arc of light had come from behind it, and I could see the edges of Korzan's robes at the bottom. I stepped between the throne and the cage and made my offer.
"Last chance, Korzan. Free the dragon now, or else I'm coming after you. Nothing can stop a dragon."
Korzan stepped from behind the throne, arms raised over his head, hands burning with fire.
"You and the dragon shall both die, fool!"
"Last chance, Korzan."
Another arc of light erupted from his hands. I swung Fang right into it. A shower of flame lit up the chamber. Korzan howled in rage. The blow knocked me from my feet and Fang flew from my grip. My vision was spotted. The wind knocked from me as I fought to stay conscious.
"Where is he?"
I could see his face now. His eyes narrowed, his mouth snarled. His fists balled up in his sides.
"No!"
I shouted. Hands burning like torches, he rushed for the cage. I could see the murder in his eyes. He'd have to kill the dragon to get the stone. I struggled to rise, but my aching muscles were like lead. Korzan's flaming hands reached for the cage.
"Move, dragon!"
I lunged for his legs. Korzan sidestepped me.
He kicked me in the face and I saw spots again. I caught his robes by the hem and jerked him down to the ground. Two flaming punches burned into my face. It was like getting hit with a hot frying pan. But I held on. I'd been in a scrap before, but I'd never brawled with a magic user before. This one had a lot of fight in him. Anger, too.
Let the dragon go, Corzan. I'm warning you.
We rolled over the floor, back and forth. My human arm wrapped around his forearms, fighting to keep his flaming hands from my face. He kneed me in the groin.
Ugh!
A mage fighter. A dirty fighter, too.
That's it.
I punched him in the chest with my dragon arm. It took the wind from him. He sagged with his robes as the fires extinguished from his hands. I put my forearm on his neck and pinned him to the ground.
Let the dragon go, Corzan! You won't hurt me, Nath Dragon.
Corzan coughed and gasped.
I know that much about you.
He was right. I'm not sure how I could convince him otherwise. Not without Brenwar, anyway. Why'd that dwarf have to run off? Still, that didn't prevent me from roughing him up a little. I walloped him in the stomach.
Ugh, let her go.
Corzan grunted, but he did nothing else. I tried it again. Same result. A more painful expression. I drew my fist back one more time.
All right,
Corzan finally said.
But you must promise me the stone.
I already have. I dragged him over to the cage.
Do it already.
Corzan pulled himself onto his knees, put his hands together, closed his eyes, and began to murmur. I kept the pressure on his neck with my dragon hand the entire time. The metal cage warbled like a living thing, popped, cracked, and slowly fizzled from sight. The blue razor reared up, stretched her long metal blue neck and black wings, and batted her lashes at me. I smiled. Like a streak of lightning, she was gone. Not much of a thank you, either. But I'd come to expect that. A shame. I'd like to have gotten to know her. A little bit, at least. Relief assailed me. I'd accomplished at least one good deed today. Now it was just me. Corzan, a bunch of roughed-up goblins, and the Thunderstone in the chamber. That, and of course, my word. Corzan went for the stone. I went for my sword. I know you are wondering why I let him have the stone. I'm sure you think I'm crazy. But I gave him my word. If my word's not good, then I'm no good at all. We squared off. Corzan held the stone as if he had all the wealth and power in Nalzimbor in his own hand. I could feel the scales shift heavily in his favor.
So what's it going to be now, Corzan?
He didn't say anything. He just stared at the orb, its blue markings radiant with life.
I've got what I want, and you have what you want. Can we go in peace or not?
Of course, I still had to get the stone back, but I needed to buy more time. I needed to know what he was thinking first.
Well?
Corzan stroked his fingers of the orb.
Such power,
he hissed.
I can feel it in my very bones. It strengthens me.
His voice rose.
Like 10 necromancers in one.
I stepped back. Corzan's robes blustered behind a radiant swirl that circled him from head to toe. I could barely make out his face now. But it was changing, transforming, stretching unnaturally. The necromancer had been formidable enough before. But there was no telling what he had inside him now. I had a feeling that I only had a few seconds of life left. Or possibly some arcane form of lifetime imprisonment. I didn't want either of those things to happen, so I did what any reasonable fighter would do.
I raised Fang up over my head and attacked.